Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 13, 2026 edition. So far, our unscientific poll of you guys listening to the show this morning, 37 unread text messages for the initials of the candidates you guys will be voting for in the Republican Party primary election on August the 4th, 37 unread messages, because I asked for the initials only. Don't give me any comments outside of the initials. All 37 are for PJ, Perry Johnson. Now, I know there's John James supporters out there. I know some of you like Pastor Ralph Rebant. I know many perhaps like Mike Cox. Go ahead and text me their initials. Some farmers are even supporting Arret Nesbitt. Arret Nesbitt, A-N. Mike Cox, M-C. Ralph Rebant, R.R., John James, J.J., Perry Johnson, P.J., 37 so far listening. Text me the initials of the candidate you're going to vote for August 4th. Next story from Lansing, and it's kind of interesting because they are basically dealing still with the race coming out of the special election. A three-member governing board would oversee the use of artificial intelligence in state departments, agencies under new legislation heard in the House Committee on Communications and Technology. House Bill 5899 was introduced by Republican Jamie Green from Richmond. Would establish the governor-appointed body. Three positions would include someone who has expertise in artificial intelligence, data or science, and one person with expertise in ethics, civil rights, in privacy. Also, one person representing the private sector. Representative Green said there's nothing preventing any government entity from using artificial intelligence right now. But wouldn't it be great to know how our departments are actually using AI? I believe that we need a governing board for oversight and monitoring. Committee members asked basic questions about the program's cost and if other states had implemented something similar. Well, attending the hearing was Kevin Frazier. He's a senior fellow at the Abundance Institute. He testified in support of the bill, saying he sees value in giving state government the tools it needs to use artificial intelligence. He said these pilot programs of this sort are already happening in Vermont, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and other states. So, pretty interesting direction regarding oversight and regulation of artificial intelligence being used in our state government. Another bill from Democrat Senator John Cherry from Flint, who has spent years trying to reform Michigan's laws and standards surrounding mobile home parks in both his Senate district and previously in his House district. Cherry represented Schwartz Creek Estates in Genesee County. Mobile home park owners and residents have reached a deal regarding how parks should be regulated by the state, backing bills that give residents the chance to buy their mobile home park if the owner wants to sell it. According to residents, they were informed that their mobile home park was being sold back in July of 2018 when an out-of-state investment firm left notes on their doors, alerting them that their rent was going to increase by $75. Well, last term, during the Democratic trifecta, Cherry proposed requiring mobile home park owners to first have rent increases approved by a commission within the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. This, of course, was opposed by the Michigan Manufacturing Housing Association. In order to get different groups on board in an era of divided government, Cherry dropped the, quote, rent control aspects of his previous proposals. These were introduced back on April of 2021 and again on February 20th of 2024. Quote, the structure is unusual. Residents own the home that they live in, but they rent the land beneath it. That hybrid gives families a foothold into ownership, but it also creates a structural vulnerability when the parks change hands or with the operator stops complying with the law, Cherry said, adding that this legislation does not impose rent control. What it does do is give residents a fair shot to actually own the park that they live in. Cherry said there's roughly between 1,100 the 1,200 licensed manufactured housing communities in the state of Michigan, being the only unsubsidized affordable home ownership available, creates a significant share for seniors, retirees, and working class families who live in our state. So, Senate Housing Human Services Committee unanimously, both Republicans and Democrats, voted out a package of bills, starting with Senate Bill 934, 35, 36, 37, 38, and 939. Some of the significant changes in the bills include the following. Number one, ahead of accepting any final offers, park owners must first notify the residents and LARA, the Licensing and Regulatory Affairs in Lansing, of their intentions to sell or transfer ownership of the parks. Residents would have 60 days to inform the owner that they would like to purchase the park themselves. And if so, the sale to the residents would be incentivized with a 15% tax credit. Lansing always has to throw a little icing on the cake. Our money. Point number two. Park owners must offer lease or rental agreements of no less than 1 year, with exceptions provided if the prospective tenant declined to sign a 1 year lease and a brand new agreement was written up. Point number three, park owners could not charge more for utilities than the costs listed by the service providers. They would also be barred from charging special fees on different types of rent payment methods, as well as from terminating someone's tenancy to change the uses of the park without notification 12 months in advance. The bills would establish a database of all the park owners' names and information and would be maintained by LARA. Well, one of the testifiers in the hearing was Holly Hook, a Schwartz Creek estate resident and a very vocal member of MH Action. It's an advocacy group for mobile home residents. She described residents struggling with unsafe conditions, safe drinking water. When they turn on the tap, either comes out gray, yellow, or orange. The roads in the park have many potholes. And they also have overflow from septic tanks where raw sewage is even running through the yards. I've even heard a story of an uncapped gas line in one community, which could have caused a real explosion. I've heard story of many residents not being offered any leases. I'm one of them. This can often lead to unfair practices such as unreasonable fees and seniors who are often required to pay rent electronically when they don't even have a computer or a cell phone. We'll finish up this package of bills regarding mobile home parks. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story on a package of bills that would allow mobile home parks to be offered to the residents first before they could sell it to an outside investment group. The bills were backed by Jason Hanselman. He's a lawyer for the Michigan Mobile Home Association. He said the bills address the problems of even abandoned mobile home parks. Many of these lead to safety issues, diminished curb appeal, and even suppressed home values. He said back in February 2020, the Secretary of State stopped using a process for manufacturing housing community owners to secure titles of homes that had been abandoned. Now he says it takes multiple court appearances and many delays before a title can even be secured. Solving this problem is really a win for everyone involved. Hanselman said that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said removing and rehabilitating blighted properties create a ripple effect of positive change that not only reclaims neglected spaces, but fosters economic growth, enhances safety, and bolsters community pride. So, very, very interesting development on legislation introduced in Lansing. You know, if a mobile home park owner finds an investment group that's willing to buy the park, this is the price they're offering us. You guys match it, we're selling it. You guys match the price, we'll sell it to you. I mean, it's common sense to me. Why would they not sell it to the residents if they're willing to match the price? The outside investment company obviously wants to buy it for the rent. They're very lucrative. But again, you have to understand It's a financial economic decision. And I again say, if the residents are willing to pay the price, sell it to them. Let them run it. Let them manage themselves. They live there. They can form an association. They can have a board, and they can address the issues of the park. Make it a better place for them. So, let's see where these bills go. We'll continue to follow them. Again, I want to mention we're conducting an unscientific poll today regarding the Republican gubernatorial race. Text me at 231-360-5140, the initials of the candidate that you're going to vote for. John James is JJ. Perry Johnson, PJ. Mike Cox, MC. Eric Nesbitt is AN. And Ralph Rebant is RR. We're going to conduct this poll through tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We will announce the final numbers in the show tomorrow, 9 to noon on Thursday. Want to mention, too, our good friends over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Tony and his team has a pre-Memorial Day sale. It starts tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is a sale that's happening before Memorial Day. You get a $500 gas card with each purchase. Not valid with any other offers off of their entire inventory. They received the Reader's Choice Awards 2025 Gold Winner for RV Parks. Also, RV DRS Association, the DSI, Dealer Satisfaction Index. They received the top award from them as well. Listed in RV Business Magazine for 2026, Northern Michigan RV was listed as a must-see RV dealer. Great deals, big savings. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. $500 gas card. Pay for your gas, for travel expenses. Go camping this summer. I personally recommend going up into the UP. Absolutely fantastic camping up there. One thing I really like about them, you can give them a call, tell them the VIN number off of your registration or car insurance of your existing vehicle, and they'll match your vehicle to their inventory.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmith.